Stand off like at the 3-point line.
Or stand like 10 feet back and hit two different urinals.
Yeah, not quite like that. Game, it's a little bit off, but I try to use a urinal if I have a choice.
Is that a non-corrosive material, I guess, they use?
There's a sick part of me.
Yes?
That would like to see a demonstration.
I'd like to see it done. Wow. I'd be fascinated. That doesn't make me gay.
Sounds painful.
I just like to see it done like that.
Well,
I mean, I want to see him go number one.
You stand alone.
There you are.
Gay, but not so gay.
No, I'm just saying. I think it would.
Where do you line up on like seeing the process done?
Oh, you mean seeing what he's had done?
Seeing the piercing done.
See a piercing take
place.
Seeing
a piercing take place.
Mark, what do you mean?
No, that's
that?
Gay. No, I don't want
to
see
gay
that.
To watch a man, you know, go number
gay,
one.
Gay, but not too gay.
No.
Much
it's
gayer to, you know,
not gay,
with
not,
the piercing, you've got that
fascination factor. It's not gay when it's coming out of two holes. When it's coming out of two holes, it's an oddity. I could be standing behind him. I don't even have to see his thing.
Yeah.
I could just be standing behind him and see the two different streams.
I would be fascinated to see the... I'm not interested in seeing the stream. I wouldn't want to see... But the process of you know, seeing that done, I would be curious. Because, I mean, to me, it would be the most painful, horrible thing to go through. And so, much like the morbid curiosity...
I'll tell you the truth. The pain was pretty bad, but it wasn't that bad. It's just down there... I'm not used to being in pain.
Did they think you were drunk when you were coming and asking to get it done?
Oh, no. I don't think they will do it if they even suspect drunk.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha. Why did you do it, Ryder? Why did you decide to get the piercing?
Well, there are several reasons.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
We're ready.
The primary thing, I'm a little paranoid, and,
yeah, so am I, but I have not gotten my penis cut up.
What is the paranoia and the piercing?
I'm afraid that if I get a girlfriend, I would maybe lose her because I wasn't adequate.
Oh, you didn't have enough down there.
Right.
So you did it for female stimulation.
Basically.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. What was the other reason?
Well,
you said there were a variety of reasons.
I had heard that if you get it done, it really increases your pleasure a lot.
Oh, really? Now, as you have pleasured yourself, have you found that to be the case?
He said it hurt. Remember we asked him, he said it hurt.
Most definitely.
Oh, it's better.
It's great.
Oh.
Oh, it's great.
Really?
Okay, well, Ryder, hold on.
I think there's a newsman that's, like, running out after the show.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Hold on, Ryder. We'll schedule you to come down and...
Like you haven't had it done already, Buzz.
Have you come down and see what kind of show you can put on for us.
Okay, but not too gay.
Down that magnet.
So you wouldn't want to see that done, that procedure.
No, I would not.
Even if it was included in one of our freak shows in the future.
I wouldn't. Certainly wouldn't stop someone from coming down and doing it on the show. I don't know that I want to see it.
Okay.
But I do want to see him take a leak.
I think it's a gay push on that one.
Dr. Freud, draw your own conclusion. Okay? Hello,
hey,
Doctor. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
How you doing?
Hey, my friend.
Hi, Robert.
When are you coming in with your KKK porno tape?
I'm going to try to come in tomorrow.
Let's make it happen tomorrow.
If I don't make tomorrow, make it Tuesday. But I got to tell you guys about my trip, man.
What trip, Robert?
Me and you don't talk that much, but me and Lisa emailed each other a lot. And I told her about my ass world tour I just went on.
Your ass world tour?
Yeah, I hooked up with all these chicks on the net. Because I was going to see my sister in Miami. So I hooked up with a chick in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Another one in Tampa. And I effed them all.
You effed them all.
Did you use protection?
Even got some brown on the mud on the helmet.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Robert, did you use protection?
Yeah, I used the hair.
What a sicko this guy is.
Oh, man, I had a great time, man. Four different chicks in 2 weeks,
use
man.
The hair.
Use the hair.
God almighty.
Hey, Dylan, I got to tell you, brother. I lost my virginity a long time ago because I had a rusty trombone about back when you guys went on vacation.
Right.
And I wanted to tell you personally, you know, that you got to try it, man. You haven't tried it. I know you don't like it. It's an exit, not an entrance.
No, Robert, I'm not going to have anal. I'm not going to do it.
I got some. Boy, it was so good.
Woo! And having Robert talk about it is like making me go over to the other side.
No, no good.
You gotta try it.
No anal
is no good. No good.
No good.
No, I don't care.
But anyway, I scored. I'm doing like I hooked up with five and I screwed three of them so far.
Bad.
Is it Robert?
I've been on the road, brother.
Robert, come in tomorrow. Make it tomorrow. Come in. Bring the KKK porno that we didn't get to see that time that you were here that we had the freak show.
Yeah, bring a blood test, too.
Come in and you can talk about the anal and your trip and the internet. And bring the video in tomorrow.
I'll try my best, man.
All right, well, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye, my friend.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, who wants lunch after that call?
Robert, the angry mailman.
Thinking of Robert, you know, standing behind these women.
Anal.
No good.
Sit right there, sweat pouring off his brow.
Who needs protection? No. He's their hair.
Their hair, wearing his postal
hat.
Wearing his postal hat, breaking a real sweat.
The helmet.
Yeah, no, wearing like his pith helmet hat.
Yeah.
His postal pith helmet hat.
Wearing his gold his Lakers jersey.
Lakers jersey. Oh, he's going to be out of his mind if the Lakers win tonight. Tomorrow he'll really be out of control after the Lakers beat the Nets tonight.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Okay, timeout. Break. Oh, and please remember, Rob, somebody, tonight when the Lakers win, we must have tape tomorrow of Shaq being interviewed after the game.
I always watch basketball anyway.
Yeah, but make sure you get his enthusiastic press conference.
We got to get Shaq. And we've really missed the boat by not analyzing Shaq's comments after each game.
I know. You know, I gotta pick it up, you know, from Dennis Rodman. It's not that bad.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's a different, study.
It is a monotone. Mm-hmm. It is a monotone. And, you know, for all the stuff
I have
that
to be careful because I don't want to, you know, be accused of making Shaquille O'Neal sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But for all the talk that I hear about how clever and glib and funny Shaq is,
right,
and I don't doubt that he is, he never lets it go on TV.
Very reserved.
Very reserved, very,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's always
it's a team game. It's a goal. We're going to be a dynasty. Y'all made me this way. They're great. Phil Jackson, the Zen Master. You know, good night, everybody. I'm really tired.
Well, that's still your Rodman, though.
Hey, no.
Hey, we can...
This is Shaq. This is Dennis Rodman. Hey, Dennis, what's up? How you doing, Shaq? I'm wearing my big cat hat. I'm not wearing any clothes. You a faggot. Yeah, that's true. Carmen was with me earlier today. She baited me. She baited me before I came down here. You want her to come up to your room and bait you? She'll bait you good.
After the game, man.
Okay, man.
After game.
I don't know. Low-key. Low-key.
You know what? Hold on. Let me write that down, because I think we have
post-game analysis with Shaq and Dennis.
I think we've got another show. I'm going to put it up there with Jew to Jew and way out there.
Very good.
Shaq and Dennis.
The Shaq and Dennis show.
Shaq and Dennis.
Right. Well, you'd have to get the appropriate music, Rob.
Yeah.
With Harlem Globetrotters.
or something, you know, a little more modern.
Or, you know, don't we have that dumb NBA music anyway? Yeah, we got it. I know we got it somewhere.
You're listening to the Shaq and Dennis show. Good afternoon. I'm Dennis Rodman.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
We are very happy to be here.
I will take any questions now. Brother, do you have a question for me?
Yes. Shaq, how is it you managed to come so far in the playoffs?
I've been here with my teammates and Phil Jackson. And I want to win more championship.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Next question.
Yes, Dennis, what have you been doing lately, especially during the NBA Finals?
I'm retired.
You're retired, but have you been watching the games?
No.
Have have been watching. What have you been doing with your time?
Clubbing.
What?
Clubbing.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Hey, clubbing. Your man, he said he'd be clubbing.
Oh, clubbing.
Clubbing.
Clubbing, I got it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Plus, you can do the intro. So here's the setup. As the music goes, you go, right. Now it's time for Shaq and Dennis.
It's the NBA Corner with Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman.
And now, here's Shaq. Ready? Let's just try the intro out, okay? Right. Ready? Here you go, Buzz. Let Buzz do this one.
It's the NBA Corner with Dennis Rodman and Shaquille O'Neal. Now, here's Shaq and Dennis.
Yo. What's up? What's up with you, Shaq? I'm wearing a zoot suit. I'm just wearing my old Chicago Bulls shorts with nothing on. I got a pierced scroll. Black Rider. Yeah, there you go. I'm ready to win in New Jersey tonight. Yeah, that's good. I don't follow the game much.
You a faggot.
No. My fro is green.
You see me in Kazam?
Yeah.
I'm better at movies than you are.
I like my movie too. I can't remember the title. Hey, Rob. You know the title of my movie?
It was Double Something.
Double Trouble?
Something like that.
Double Jeopardy?
Something like that.
Double and Damn is he? No. How about that game, Shaq?
But that one game at a time. I made my free throws now. The media got nothing to say to me. I let my game do talking for me. Look at my zoot suit.
I want to tell you something.
What, Dennis?
When I play the championship games,
yeah,
the best way to get ready for a championship game,
what was that?
Was to have one. I'd have a woman. She'd come up to my hotel room, and she baited me. She touched me. She jerked. When I get jerked, I do good. I like to get jerked.
Yeah. Well, game, I go Burger King. I get a Shaq pack.
Yeah.
I'm Shaq.
Yeah, hey, you rich?
I damn right I'm rich.
Yeah, I'm rich, too.
No, you're not.
No, I'm gambling my money.
A broke faggot.
Yeah, I'm broke. Why are you being so hostile, man?
I'm Shaq. I'm so misunderstood.
Yeah, I'm angry. I'm Dennis Rodman.
I'm misunderstood.
Yeah. I'm the worm.
I'm your daddy.
Yeah, you my daddy.
I'm Superman. I'm Shaq.
Who's your daddy?
Shaq.
You know my baby daddy.
Shaq Attack.
Yeah.
Thank you. You've been listening to NBA Corner. Join us again next week when Dennis Rodman and Shaquille O'Neal host NBA Corner on NBC.
Until next time.
Good night. F you.
F-ball. Yeah.
Man, they come out of nowhere, don't they?
They truly do. You know, if we actually put some thought into that.
Right now, we've got it. You know, we've always wanted to have our NBA bit, and we.
This show.
How you doing?
Hold on, I got to turn your mic up.
How you doing?
Oh, Dennis.
Hi, Shaq.
We both talk with very low energy.
Very low energy because it's cool.
How you doing, Shaq? I was going to say I had sex with all kinds of women.
I'm the worm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to deny it later. I'm Shaq. I got disrespect for the press because you dissed me.
You know, I try to avoid things now that I'm retired. You know, I try to avoid things every day. All sorts of things, Dennis. Shaq.
Hey, Dennis.
Ask me what I try to avoid.
What do you try to avoid?
Herpes.
Here's what I have to say.
You ever get herpes?
All the time.
Beware of herpes. Ed Carmen gave me herpes.
I wrote a poem.
You get the chlamydia?
What's up, Doc? It's time to rock. That's my poem.
Yeah, that's a good poem. I like poems, too. Roses are red, violets are blue. I got chlamydia, so are you. Just watch out for the hepatitis C. You gotta be careful. I hate that hepatitis.
There's one big difference between you and me.
What's that?
We bang lots of chicks, but you got the HIV.
Not true, mofo.
True is a shack.
You've been listening to NBA Corner with Dennis Rodman and Shaquille O'Neal.
Until next time, mofos.
Good night.
As always, F-U-F, ball.
Stay away from the gonorrhea.
There we are.
All right, we'll be
lovely.
Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The offenders with no regard to race or gender. Tune in, the boys, and try not to laugh, but Don and Mike are going to kick you in the... Say Mike O'Meara and Don Geronimo, gods of afternoon radio. You disagree? Well, no problem. If you don't believe me, just ask them. Don and Mike. Two guys you can't help but like. Don and Mike. Two guys you can't help but like. Don and Mike. You can't help but like. Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I mean, you call. I don't think they're answering.
Don't give me your problem.
No. Right, right.
It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, no problem.
So here's the deal tomorrow on the show. It's the big lie. We're giving away $500.
Very good.
We'll play the Father's Day edition of the big lie. That's courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. We want to thank them very much. There is certainly no need for me to read the Amtrak plug anymore.
No.
Being as, unless we are planning on taking a train to Clarksville, I don't see any need to read the Amtrak plug any further.
Well, make sure it's the last train.
We could go to Norwich.
Yeah.
The $500 courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia. The best choice for more movies, sports packages, and news. Call 703-378-3499. Niner.
Well, no problem.
Now, I think we're going to wait on the debut of the Shaq and Dennis show. Tomorrow, I think we're all in agreement that the Lakers are going to win tonight.
Right.
And they'll have the victory celebration. And tomorrow we'll have the Shaq press conference to dissect on the air.
Very good.
And then past that, we can go into the off-season show of the Shaq and Dennis show.
Yeah, NBA Today.
Beautiful. And they can call different people. And we have, Rob and I are just way backed up on phoners. We could do today, we could either do a Way Out There.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a Jew to Jew.
Right.
Oh. We could do Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
Yes.
Or we could do Tobacco Road.
Very good.
We've also got a fresh baby Molly for you.
Wonderful. Good.
The more celebrities are having babies. Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I think you know what that means. So he's standing by.
It's Wednesday, and we all know what that means.
but I want to just take a brief segment here to say hello to a guy, and I don't know who this guy is. He listens to the show in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
Now, we got canceled from one station. We got picked up on another station in Salt Lake City. This guy lives in Salt Lake, and he has a website. And this guy's website is maybe the most incredible website that I've ever been to.
Really?
Because the guy... The guy just writes things that he thinks.
Okay. His thoughts.
And his thoughts many times mirror my thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm sure your thoughts.
Right.
And the thoughts of everybody else involved. Now, the only reason that we know about this guy is the guy contacted the show.
Mm-hmm.
Via email.
Okay.
Say, I'm a listener of the show. There's nothing like it on the radio in Salt Lake City. Please check out my website.
Okay, very good. And you fell in love with his website.
So we're trying now to get a hold of the guy.
Ah.
To get the guy to come on the air. His website is xmission.com.
www.xmission, that's the letter X, mission?
Yeah, .com. And he has all kinds of topics. I paid $7 for a movie. Hold on, what is it, Lisa? It's xmission.com/ uh-huh. And little squiggly thing, Maddox.
Maddox, like M-U-D-D?
M-A-D-D-O-X.
O-X.
O-X.
Squiggly thing.
Squiggly, you know the buzz, the squiggly thing, not the, you know.
What? Yeah, I know, and that's the best way to describe it.
Squiggly.
I hate it when it's on an address, but it's, you know, you can find it.
Some of his thoughts that he has put down on the internet are, I paid $7 for a movie, not for Coca-Cola's bull-ass marketing propaganda. Why are people so goddamn boring?
He's an angry man.
Bathroom politics. The Cell is a boring and stupid movie. Why I hate Hanson. To protect and serve when we're not busy harassing people. How to ruin someone's day. Being certified doesn't make you any less of a dumbass. If you have to fake it, what's the point? That's what I really agree with. Who is George Bush's bitch? Bitch. Why I hate Brendan Fraser. Is $12 enough to wipe your ass with? Faded jeans are for a-holes. Suicide isn't so bad. Give it a chance.
God.
Diseases I'd rather have than having to watch the television show The View.
Oh, there are many. Man, look at the page after page of this stuff.
Let me see. THX commercials are to movies what AIDS is to humans. Why I hate Antique Roadshow. When is the last time a whale did anything for you? The guy...
He's a bitter, angry guy.
We got to get this guy on the show. Here's one. Lies girls have told me.
Very good.
One, I didn't do anything over the weekend. Lie. That translates into, I got drunk and had lots of sex I regret having now that I'm sober, but I don't want to sound like a slut, so I'll give you the false impression I live a modest life at home. Reading over my weekends, you'll probably have to find out what I did from people talking behind my back.
Sure.
This is probably closer to the truth than most people think, and don't mail me some politically correct rant saying not every girl is like that, blah, blah, blah.
He's a bitter man.
Barry. Lie number two, he's been told. I've only kissed one guy. Lie. No girl has kissed only one guy. Any girl that says she's kissed only one guy is either too young to have kissed more or a goddamn liar.
Wow.
I think you're cute. Lie. No girl thinks I'm cute. I'm repulsive. Looks don't matter to me. Lie. Looks matter. Looks don't matter my ass. Looks matter. Any girl that says looks don't matter is in denial. Proof? The good-looking jerks that treat women like S always get the women.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find a guy who's sensitive. Lie. That one's a whopper. Girls don't want sensitive guys. When it comes down to it, all they really want is to be effed. Most of them are no better than the a-holes they sleep with. Sure, they want sensitivity. Ass-slapping, hair-pulling sensitivity. What girl in their right mind would willingly sleep with a total jerk? These girls are horny. They want sensitivity. At least that's what they'll have you believing with their warm smiles and good looks. Just once, I'd like to meet a pretty girl that's not in denial and won't put on an integrity show that will just come out and admit she's been pounded more times than any nail on the floor she stands on.
This man is very angry.
Like the whore she is.
He's got issues.
At least I'd respect her for being honest. It's so transparent to me what's going on. They fritter their lives away having sex every day of the week and go to church on Sunday and think they're clean again.
Wow.
They're only fooling themselves. It's the only way they can live with their conscience or lack thereof.
Whoa. Wow.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, so I'm not going to date for a while. Lie. I hear this one a lot. They say it to sound like they're not whores going from one guy to the next.
Oh my.
But the first good-looking jerk with slick hair and a nice car, she'll be in bed with him faster than she can contract his STDs.
Wow. Jesus. And he sounds like he's been dumped maybe a couple of times.
He's been hurt.
I like to have fun. Lie. Some girls I've talked to have been so shallow that when they asked what they like to do, she'll simply say, I like to have fun. Hey, no S, whore. I thought you liked being bored like the rest of us. What the hell kind of answer is, I like to have fun? Who doesn't like to have fun? Upon further probing is what they like to do, they'll say, well, I like to swim and go hiking and, hang out with friends. I like to see movies. All right, she likes to see movies. Potential for a conversation. I'll ask what movies they like. And without fail, they always say, I like all movies. No, whore, you don't like all movies. Nobody does. What movies do you like? I like romantic movies mostly. I don't really say whore. I'm usually very mannered around women, not that it matters, since they only want a rich guy to screw. My fault on that one. I should have known. Upon further interrogating, at least it seems like interrogation, since they have nothing to say about anything, they tell me that they like music. What kind of music? All kinds.
Okay.
This is all torture to me. Why should I waste my time with these goddamn bitches? I like guys with a sense of humor. Uh-huh. Lie. I consider myself to have a sense of humor. Anyone who comes to my site and leaves without being offended has to have a sense of humor. Most of the girls that say this to me mean to say I'm a giddy little girl that laughs at everything, regardless of how everything I laugh is painfully not funny. The elusive guys with sense of humor, as they talk about, are a-holes that treat women like S, and they have no choice but to think it's funny so that they can live with themselves for dating them. These women are pathetic.
Wow. Where's the bathroom politics one?
Hold on.
You got that in there?
Women.
So I'm curious about his bathroom politics.
First, let's get to why he hates Brendan Fraser.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Brendan Fraser, like the movie star. I had a chance to interview Brendan Fraser, star of movie disasters such as The Mummy and Encino Man. Here's the interview. First of all, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule of Brendan Fraser. Making bad movies? Actually, I was going to say annoying people, but that too. Oh, no, I know.
Is he really interviewing Brendan Fraser? What is this?
No,
bogus?
No. What it is Brendan Fraser blew him off. All right, I see that. Brendan Fraser blew him off for an interview, so that's a fake interview.
Fake interview, okay.
All right, let me find bathroom politics.
All right.
How to avoid getting your ass kicked.
Okay, yeah, I was hoping this would be public restroom politics.
Was in a bathroom the other day. I walked up to a urinal, started to do my duty. A guy comes up to the urinal next to me, and he starts talking to me. There's nothing worse than a midstream conversation in a bathroom.
Amen.
There's something unsettling about talking to another guy while your unit is exposed. Not right.
It isn't.
So here I am. He's standing there talking to me while I'm taking a whiz. The worst part is I know he's trying to take a peek. I'm too insecure to be talking to another guy while he's holding his thing. What did he have to say that he couldn't wait till we were washing our hands? More of the same old bull ass. Hey, how's it going? Hey, it's snowing outside. My wife's due in September. You know, all the filler stuff people say to help them forget their miserable lives.
God.
After the incident, I rushed home and scrubbed myself with steel wool and turpentine. I didn't want any warts or anything.
Right.
While I'm at it, I must say, looking at another guy's monkey while he's taking a leak should be universal grounds for kicking someone's ass. Any cases of assault taken to court for the matter should be immediately dismissed. If you take a peek, you get your ass kicked. That's just something you don't do. Also, I'd like to say that sitting down to go number one makes you less of a man.
That's pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
So this guy is...
He's opinionated.
A guy who's a...
Lots of thoughts that he's sharing.
Fan of the show. And he's got goddamn this webpage he's got is full of this stuff, and I don't want to read it. I want him coming on telling us these things.
Yeah, I mean it'd be better if it comes right from him, like to hear.
Okay,
like with whatever comes out of his monkey.
there's one Nuke Florida.
Nuke Florida. No, I don't like that. I like Florida. Why does he want Florida nuked?
I hate Florida. It seems like only last week when Florida was in the spotlight again with that little asshole Elian Gonzalez. Who cares? Nobody cares about Florida or its Essie orange juice.
This is an old one.
Everyone in Florida is old and should be shot. How the hell can people mess up their votes so bad? Ballot couldn't possibly be any more straightforward. There was a big arrow pointing to the slot to punch for whichever candidate they wanted. Yeah, they screwed it up.
He's right about that.
I want to nuke Florida. Florida has no excuse. Nuke Florida. Nobody important lives there, and we can substitute beef gravy for orange juice.
Sounds like you might be a member of the big man's club,
I
Rob.
Think so. Let me see. Oh, now, here's, hold on, Valerie. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, that's a serial killer right there.
You think he's a serial killer?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they need to contact him in Salt Lake City with that little girl or something.
Wait, you really, you don't like what he has to say, huh?
I think first of all, he can't be dating any girl. Maybe he's a fag.
He sounds like he's got some issues with women. That's true. Yes. That first one that Don read was very significant.
Now listen to this one, now Valerie. Now this one I agree with.
And I like The Cell. Didn't you say that he hates the movie The Cell? I like The Cell.
Now here's one. I paid $7 for a movie, but not for Coca-Cola's BS marketing propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Now I agree with the title of this. Let's see what he has to say.
You know what's funny is when she says this. You know, it's like 6 weeks down the road when something happens, when it's true.
Yeah.
That's when we distance ourselves from the guy.
That's right. I was at the theater the other day. One of those 4,000-seat capacity theaters with 50 parking spots. I went to the movie at midnight, and even then the theater was packed full of old people giving me bad looks. This one old bitch came up to me and asked what I was waiting in line for. When I told her, she rolled her eyes and walked off. Stupid old hag. Roll your eyes at me, will you? Clothesline, bitch. Pow!
Whoa.
Knock her ass to the floor.
Jeez. Yeah, I think Valerie's points can be a little more clear.
She had nothing on me. Grandma has no game.
Yeah.
So anyway, after standing around for 20 minutes, listening to the dip asses behind me flirt with every girl in line, they'd say things like, "So where are you from?" I finally got into the theater, only to sit down in front of an advertisement slideshow for 20 minutes. The main ads on display were for Coca-Cola. The ads were peppered throughout the slideshow, hidden in fun facts and trivia questions about movies.
Yes.
A typical trivia question was, what movie starred Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones as secret agents? Here's a hint. The title has three words in it, and the first word is men. Our testimony to the fact that people are so goddamn stupid is that we're spoon-fed trivia about movies that came out 4 years ago, but there's always some dumbass in the audience that shouts out the answer like a champion.
That's right. Yeah. Rob's pointing to himself.
Way to go, dip-ass. You can read.
Men in Black.
Finally, when the movie started, I thought the bull-ass ads were over, but no. First thing the show was a Coke break sponsored and produced by Coca-Cola. Like the 20-minute barrage of nonstop ads weren't enough, they force-feed us another 10-minute brainwashing session. Then I saw a first in a movie theater. A commercial for Denny's. What the F is going on? I paid $7 for a movie, not for bull-ass advertisements. It used to be one of the few places you could go without being subjected to TV ads was the movies, and now even the theaters are showing them.
He's right.
If they're going to sell ads at a theater, we shouldn't have to pay full price. I'm sick of this. I don't want to buy any more ass. Why isn't there an outroar from people? Doesn't anyone care? These companies are making billions off us for free. Contact your local theater and give them an earful. Ah, like it would make a goddamn difference anyway.
Wow. We got to get this guy on the show.
Anyway.
And you think he's a serial killer, huh, Valerie?
I do, and I think he probably just needs to stay home.
Well, you know,
I mean, you know, what's the point?
I was going to say that the reason that I wouldn't necessarily agree with you is that he's, I think some of this is funny, but you did bring up the point, there is a missing girl in Utah, and the guy
is
contacting us from Salt Lake City.
This is true.
Isn't that kind of ironic?
And, you know, it's not just young women that have blown him off that he seems to express hostility to. That clothesline knock the woman down comment.
Yeah, really.
Interesting, too. And, you know,
by his mother.
And he's angry about The Cell, which is a movie about a serial killer.
Let me just say, I want this guy on the show. Valerie, thanks for calling.
You know, seriously, Don, just to ease my mind, find that one about The Cell. I'd love to see what he says about it, because The Cell is a movie that I thought was pretty well done and
right,
a little scary, terrifyingly scary movie also.
And
a very dark movie, and it's funny that he talks about it.
The Cell is boring and stupid.
Boring.
I saw the movie The Cell the other day. Z z z z z z z z z z z. You know, like the snoring.
Snoring, yeah.
I can't. This movie never ends. I went into the theater young and energetic, but left feeling bald and impotent. This movie is too goddamn long. Seriously, I'd go so far as to say it's one third as long as Braveheart. That's right. This movie is 6 hours long. The movie starts out with this lady. Her ass is too big. Then there's a kid. He reminded me of the kid from The Sixth Sense, except he pissed me off more. Next scene, there was some S. And some guy talks about a white dog. He has a real wheezy laugh. The dog, not the guy. More S happens. At this point, nobody cares. Still. Finally, they show that horse what's up. The only cool part in the movie was where this huge guy that looks like a giant demon with purple curtains on his back was seriously kicking ass. I couldn't find it.
You like that.
You know The Cell, right?
Yeah.
I was waiting for something just like that.
He identified with the guy.
I couldn't find a picture, but here's the picture I drew. It should give you an idea what the demon looked like. There's the picture, Mike.
Why did you come here? And he the one part in the movie that he identifies with might be the only line said by the killer. Isn't that right?
I believe so.
Who sent you?
Yes.
No matter. The demon was on the screen for all of 2 seconds. I blinked and the scene was over. Near the end of the movie, King Boring wanted a showdown with Redondo Ass, so they duked it out for a while. The movie ended with some guy hugging a girl in a swimming pool. They were French kissing. That's pretty much all I have to say about this S-ing movie. Don't see The Cell. If this review didn't make sense, that's because I'll be goddamned if the director can get away with 2 hours of it if I can't get away with 2 pages. This movie sucks my... Next.
Fascinating.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd like to have this guy on the show. He's interesting.
This guy, whoever he is, this guy.
This guy.
You've contacted us, and we are now... We're returning.
We're reaching out.
And now we need to hear from you.
We are returning the volley.
Yes.
We want to hear from you.
So if Charles Manson can call us, that will be fantastic.
I don't want to read your thoughts. I want you to share your thoughts.
See how angry he really is.
With our listeners. Tell our listeners why faded jeans are for a-holes.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners who George Bush's bitch is. Tell our listeners why Valentine's Day blows.
Tell our listeners about your childhood.
Tell our listeners why pseudo-intellectuals can kiss your ass. Tell us why I will kick your ass. Tell us the real reason Metallica has a beef with Napster.
Tell us who's in the root cellar.
Tell us Queen of the Damned is the worst movie ever made.
Tell us how much time you spend in your crawl space.
Tell us the last time a whale ever did anything for you. That's one of them. I have one question about whales. Who cares? All I ever hear people pissing and moaning about saving the whales.
Mm-hmm.
F them. Whales drink all of our water and eat all our sailors.
That's right.
And eat all of our sailors?
Oh, God.
Eat all of our sailors.
Do you have a drawing for that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
He does.
Yeah, there's a picture of the
whale.
Getting ready to eat some sailors.
It's a whale, and it's 2 sailors in the water, and the thing says, "You bit my arm off, you fag whale."
Call us, sir. Tell us how much lime you bought at the feed store.
We must get in contact with this guy. www.xmission.com.
Let us know where you buy your bitchly cow corn.
/ Matt squiggly line.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. It's www.xmission.com / squiggly line Maddox. M A DDOX.
I'd be careful before you registered on that website.
Yeah. We must hear from you.
We must talk.
We must talk. Okay, so that's, we know we got at least one dedicated listener out in Salt Lake City.
Absolutely. He's got some issues. Want to hear from him.
Want to meet him? We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a...
Playing it again?
Great ass!
All right, hear it again.
And you got your head all the way up it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be tricky here.
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I?
Yeah.
When I think of asses.
Think of asses.
Woman's ass.
Woman's ass.
Something comes out of me.
Yeah, then I
the Don and
that.
Mike Show.
Right, that would be tricky now, I would think. The Don and Mike Show is heard every day on great radio stations like WJFK Baltimore. San Francisco, California, radio station KYCY, Philadelphia, 94 WYSB, 106.7 WJFK Washington, WXXM New Orleans, and WNEW New York.
Right. I've had it out there here with the likes of you people.
I don't know, we're still on.
Right.
Shows that ran 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Like serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. The Don and Mike Show.
I kind of feel like the bellman in Lost in America.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know what's going on?
I don't know. Yeah. That's the question I'm getting the most. Are you on to New York?
I don't know.
What do they tell you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I actually got a call from a friend of mine. Yesterday, I guess. Last night, a guy calls, hey, I heard you guys do a bit today. Guy lives in New Jersey, so I heard you do a bit today. They're really funny. Mm-hmm. I thought he was talking about your Mike Tyson thing yesterday.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Turned out, the guy was, because there's people who live in New Jersey who can hear WYSP in Philadelphia.
Philly, right.
Which is, broadcasting the show, and WNEW in New York, which is, as far as I can tell, I've not been informed, still playing reruns of our show.
Yes.
So the guy heard the rerun and thought that the rerun was the current show.
Well, that's why our answer has to be, I don't know. I mean, that's it. We're telling you the truth. We don't know.
Go figure.
We don't know what's happening. If we were to find out what's happening, then we'd have to find out why it's happening, and we don't know.
We don't.
So we just have to tell you we don't know.
Really? That's not like one of those corporate things.
No, we don't know. No.
We don't know.
We know that they're playing tape in New York.
Yes.
But we don't know why.
No, we don't.
That's all we can say on that.
We don't know.
I don't know. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened. And so far, I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, for quite some long time, all that you knew was what I told you.
Right. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
That's one of the great tapes of all time to explain a situation like that.
Sure is.
Leave it to wonderful Ronnie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Communicator.
Hey, good day to you, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Robbie.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, I got a request for you.
Yes, sir.
Is there any way you could do your Magic Johnson impression?
Well, perhaps when the next time we have the NBA Corner,
Shaq and Dennis,
we will have a visit from the Laughing Magic Johnson.
That'd be great.
And that's what he would do. He would simply come on the show and go,
Yeah. Can I get a, I like that, bud.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, John Gotti, and go Yankees.
Right. Rest in peace, John Gotti.
Oh, rest in peace, John Gotti. Go Yankees.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Yankees are going now. Yankees are hitting their stride.
Half game behind your
boys. Half game behind. Nice to see you're still following that religiously.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Okay, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I'd like to tell you guys, I was a radio announcer about 20 years ago. I was in that field, and I'm going to tell you, gentlemen, I've been listening to you that long, but, you know, guys are doing a heck of a job. I'm calling from New Jersey. I listen to you at WYSC.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank
driver.
You.
And, yeah, and you guys keep it up.
Thank you. I believe he was saying he used to be in our field. So that would be a former, could have been anybody. Could have been Highlands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could have been Philadelphia's past. Could have been Dr. Don Rose calling in. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I think you're being sabotaged.
Sorry.
It's deleted.
I'm sure
deleted.
He meant well. But. Sorry about that.
It's deleted.
That's funny, though. It's another one of those little funny comments that won't see the light of day.
No, but rest assured, you made us laugh.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, we're not doing, it's too bad we're not doing Make Us Laugh.
It's a pretty funny mental picture, isn't it?
It is. But it will never see the light of day.
We'll put it in the box set.
Yes, that'll be a very good idea. The unedited box set that'll be available in stores soon.
Now, listen, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna play a game now. We're going to play a game that's called To Tell the Truth. And here's what we need. We need somebody out there who has an unbelievable job to call us right now at 877-365-3636.
Unbelievable, unusual.
Yes.
Unbelievably unusual.
Once I get the word from Lisa that she has someone with an unbelievable job, we will take five other people to call. They will be on the air with us.
Right.
And in essence, let's say that the unbelievable job is that you your job is to sniff old baby diapers. And you work in the cleaners and you have to sniff old baby diapers to see if they're BME or not.
Very good.
So, that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
We then get five other people, and we tell them when they come on the air with us that they're going to pretend that they have the same job. Five or three. Five other people.
Our version has five people?
Yes. We will have five imposters and one real person who has an unbelievable job. It will be our job to decipher who has the awful job, who the real person is who has the unspeakable job.
Very good.
Now, that means you got to call right now at 877-365-3636.
We're going to pick the job, and then we're going to select the imposters.
Right. It also means maybe that Lisa shouldn't be in the studio right now. I'm a taskmaster like that. Lisa, you know, I hate leaving this in the hands of Joe. Thank you. Oh, and speaking of Joe,
I always am.
Yeah, look at that. True to his word. Not one phone line being answered right now.
As we are setting up to tell the truth, as we are finding the unusual occupation and also finding the four imposters who will be trying to dupe us. And, of course, if you're able to fool us, you're going to win something.
Now, here's what I have for you. I have for the winner, I have a cornucopia of concerts. You're going to see everything.
Right.
This summer, you're going to see Area 2, the Area 2 Festival concert. That's with David Bowie, Moby, Busta Rhymes, and more. You're also going to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Brian Setzer.
Oh, man, wow. It sounds like a great concert.
You're also going to see my man, Leonard Kravitz, mm-hmm. with Pink.
Oh, wow, that's a great. And there are some good shows out.
And you're going to go see the Scorpions and Deep Purple.
Oh, man, you know what? It's been a while since you've rattled off a bunch that are all shows that I would go see.
So whoever fools us, if it's you, what, did you pull the actual theme, Robin? That this was the theme to tell the truth.
It's time to play to tell the truth.
That was the real modern day.
This is the new to tell the truth.
But it has words, though, so let's listen to the words.
John O'Herlihy?
I don't know if they're using this one or not. This is the recent version, though.
Because, I mean, the old one used to have just Johnny Olsen talking.
Right. This was the theme from the syndicated run from 69 to 78 with Gary Moore at the helm.
All right.
And it's a game show rarity, and the theme was this.
I don't remember it.
All right, so the deal is, if you got the weird job, you called us now, and I see two people are on hold. So I'm going to have to ask Lisa.
So, Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
If you would please come in and tell, at least tell Rob the jobs, and Rob will decide if the people who are calling in with the wacky jobs...
If the jobs are thick enough?
Are wacky enough.
I wanted to play.
You can't play, Rob. Well, someone has to know.
Someone's got to be in the know. Somebody's got to pick the job. And then we, you, me, and Buzz, we're going to ask questions. We're going to pepper the various contestants with questions to find out what they do. And if there's a strange job, we're going to be all set.
So now Lisa is talking to Rob, and we're finding out if anybody's got a wacky job, a job that we think is nutty enough.
And we are going to test your skills at truth manipulation.
Yes. And then once we decide that we do have the job that's wacky enough, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll give five other people a chance to play. Rob?
I will tell you that I would be a great imposter if I was playing to tell the truth, and we're looking for a good imposter.
They wrote a song about you, Great Imposter.
Do we have...
Yeah, I like the second one quite a bit. It involves a topic that's near and dear to both of your hearts.
All right, so here's the deal. We do, in fact, now have a nutty job.
Now, if you think that you are a gifted individual when it comes to the world of BS...
Call us, 877-365-3636. When we come back from the break, we'll have six people on the telephone. Rob will tell us what the job is.
That's right. And all questions that we ask of the real person have to be answered truthfully. You cannot pretend you don't know. You have to answer. That was the old rule to tell the truth.
Right.
You know, you had to be, you had imposters there.
Right.
But the real person had to answer the questions truthfully. That's the way it had to work.
They can answer it truthfully, but they can appear dim if they want to.
And they can appear dim.
As long as there's no lie. There's some acting on their part.
Right, absolutely. But you have to make sure. You know, the last guy, I think the last time we played this game, the guy was answered all the questions truthfully, but he appeared like a lummoxed
stupid. Yes.
And we missed him totally.
He busted us, yeah.
So, here's the deal. And here's where you, the home listener win that if you're one of the people on the telephone, let's say that we say it's you and you've lied to us,
right?
And you then guess what?
You get the prize pack.
You win all the tickets.
Yeah, the person that gets the most. Well, we're gonna have three votes, correct?
Yes.
The person that gets the most votes will win the prize pack.
Actually, I don't see why if the three of us chose different people, in theory. Five people could win all the tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if all five imposters fool us...
Four imposters.
No, because we have the one real...
So we're having a total of six?
Wow. Total of six. We have one real person who's got the weird job.
Right.
And five people that'll be trying to fool us for a total of...
Wow.
Six contestants.
That's incredible. You couldn't fit those on a TV stage.
No, you couldn't.
That's incredible.
No, you couldn't. And everybody, here's the deal. If you're one of the people that's calling to try to fool us...
If you're one of the nine imposters that are calling in...
If you fool us, then you win the tickets. Or if you're the person with the crappy job and you fool us... You win the tickets.
Now, how do we determine if the person with the crappy job gets if the 18 imposters, as Rob said, and the six genuine people,
one real person with a bad job, and five imposters. If we select. Now listen to me. Hold on. It's just like
you changed the rules from the last time. We had three people last time.
We have more phone lines now.
I know we do. It's just if the person that has the real job gets no votes,
then that person wins all of the tickets to the concert.
Tell him to stop. We have booked 17 vocal quartets.
You know what? Rob, shut up.
Okay.
Just shut up. It is such a simple concept.
It is.
One person with a real job.
Right.
Five people trying to fool us. If we, at the end of this segment, say we all think the person with the crappy job is Rob on line three.
Right.
And it turns out it is Rob on line three.
He's everybody's SOL.
No one wins anything.
There you go.